Well, do you have enough proof that Deshaun Watson is never playing for the Cleveland Browns again, or do you need a little bit more? You like a little bit more?
Let's pour it on. Let's go.
All right, here's TMZ. They tracked down Denzel Ward, and here's the warden and his comments.
I think we need a great quarterback for real. I mean, I think the NFL, that's what it starts with. Start with that quarterback position. Once you get that solidified, then the rest of the team go follow and go carry along. So I don't think we're too far off. We need to solidify that position, though. I think he'll make a recovery. I think, yeah, the biggest thing is just probably mental right now. Like I said, there's a lot of hate going around right now, but you just can't look too deep into it. And you gotta overcome it, though. I think he'll overcome it and be better from it. He's gonna be good.
Also, the person interviewing him called Miles Garrett, Garrett Miles. In the interview there.
Where was he when they caught up with him?
Was it New York City? It looked like maybe New York. Do you know, Mitch? Do we know what city
he was going to say.
Didn't look like Cleveland.
It did look like New York, yeah.
Okay.
We don't have the intrepid TMZ reporters stationed here. Maybe if, you know, we had Johnny Manziel again, that would be the case.
Is that what we need? We need some sideshow clown for TMZ to be here? If that's true, then fine. I just need to know. Do you need any more proof? And there's another part to this as well. Like, you got him. Now, is this lip service, or do you believe that they really believe that they are close to being a good football team again? Can I run that by you again?
I don't think there's been a huge issue with them being close. I tried to reiterate that throughout the season, even when they were losing all these games and we ended up like with a worse point differential than the winless season. I know that was an easy thing for people to look at and say, he's lost the locker room. Stefanski's lost the locker room. This team is in shambles. You know, this is back to the 0-16 Browns. This is back to dysfunctional Browns. And I'm like, I haven't really heard that from players that are actually there. It's embarrassing that they ended up 3-14.
Yeah.
And I do think they were kind of tanking down the stretch. But I think they were all just counting their days till the offseason, until next season. Because I do think that they think they could be good again.
Here's Denzel Ward with the question about Garrett Miles.
Now, Garrett Miles, right, he goes, listen, the team ain't that bad. We're like right there, almost there. Do you agree with that statement, or do you feel like there's like a lot more?
No, for sure. Like I said, I think we got a good team for real, but we got to solidify that quarterback position. You got a quarterback position, you see, it's going to take you far in this league.
Yeah, that's a TMZ reporter. I mean, she's a Hollywood reporter. I can't expect her to know who the defensive end is for the Cleveland Browns, for crying out loud.
Is that kind of a slight, like they would never screw that up with one of the Kelce brothers? Does Miles Garrett need to...
When is Miles Garrett in all the things that the Kelce brothers
are in?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Miles Garrett starts dating Ariana Grande. Maybe there will be a difference then.
Is Miles going to hear that and feel like a huge slight that he should be way bigger than he is?
I don't think he should. I think that his... place is as a famous football player, but I don't think he's crossed
How
over.
How famous is he?
Into that mainstream. He's famous amongst football fans.
The girl just butchered his name. Didn't have any idea who he was.
She said Garrett Miles. She might have meant Miles Garrett. Could have been a slip-up. I just assumed that she's a Hollywood reporter and doesn't know who Miles Garrett is, and so said Garrett Miles. Maybe she saw the names like it's written in the government, and it says Garrett Miles like Carmen Kenneth.
Right.
Lima, you host a show with Carmen Kenneth. What's that like? Like, that's maybe what I thought that could be. Either way, he was asked about Geno Smith. Would Geno Smith tickle your fancy?
Joy, Geno Smith. We've mentioned so many other quarterbacks that could be available, and Geno has not really been one of them.
No, I didn't even think of Geno Smith. Is he a guy that would get you going at all?
Well, wait, why hasn't his name been brought up? What's his contract situation?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. I never even thought of Geno Smith.
Well, for Browns fans, that's everything. The contracts are going to be really, really huge. I mean, you could tell me how great the Browns are with the salary cap and everything, but it does have to make sense, the significant cap hit that you have with Deshaun Watson.
I have to see what the contract is, but I think Geno is in a place where Geno and the Seahawks could be in a place where the Browns could be a year from now. Like, I think that they're figuring out, do we want to rebuild here?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Or do we want to keep this thing sliding through? I think if you were to bring in Geno Smith, I think it'd be the same exact situation. Now, I think you have to take care of him with a run game, and I don't think that Seattle did that this last year. That's why they fired their offensive coordinator, because I think they put him on an island way too many times. I think he's more of a stand-and-deliver quarterback, and they did not take care of him with a run game last year, and I think that that's what led to some of the problems that they had down the stretch, Seattle. But if you had a Kevin Stefanski system that's going to, I know, roll your eyes, everybody. If you had a Kevin Stefanski system that would try to take care of him with a run game, I'm not necessarily sure who those running backs are going to be. I think Jerome Ford is going to be a part of that, but the main cog, I'm not sure. I would like to say Nick Chubb's going to be a part of that. I'm not sure right now. I wish I could say with more solid footing. I probably one of those big pieces are going to be at the Senior Bowl or coming out in the draft here in the next 98 days. But I think that he could be taken care of a little bit with the run game. But, I mean, these are these options that we have. And you can clearly hear from Denzel Ward. I mean, they're still pretty positive. And I think now in a level where, like, George Pickens went on, and he's a malcontent and a goofball in so many ways. But these guys are more honest than they've ever been about where these teams stand and what they need out of teams. Miles said it just a few weeks ago about things needing to change.
I feel like they've all alluded to the quarterback, which at this point is common sense.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously, they've had how many different quarterbacks the last few years?
Exactly. So you're going to have to solidify that, which I think if Denzel was just on the fan and was Denzel Ward in the afternoon, I think people would agree with Denzel because he is the $100 million cornerback for the Cleveland Browns. He's not going anywhere unless he decides to retire. Yeah, it carries a lot of weight. I mean, you have two of your main players. One, the greatest defensive player who's played for this franchise. The other one, one of the best defensive players that's ever played for this franchise, the best of the generation at cornerback. They're both saying, we have to address the quarterback situation. And they're both saying, though, that they are in a positive place with the future of the Cleveland Browns. Not with their careers, not by any means of anger or frustration. I'm sure it was frustrating to go through the year, but they're in a more positive place, which I do think speaks to me in some way because the fans are fit to be tied. I know I've been fit to be tied. And here you have two of the main voices that anybody trusts. Pretty positive about the direction of the football team all of a sudden. So it leads me to say that, yeah, Ford ain't going to be back. And they're going to be looking for somebody else. And hopefully they get that conversation going and getting in the right direction. Because these guys only have so much time left.
Yeah, and even if these guys loved Deshaun Watson, I really haven't seen much evidence of that. But even if they loved Deshaun Watson, just looking at the very few games played over the last 4 years, I don't think any teammate of his would be able to just have that expectation that, oh, we'll be good come September. Like, how could you now? This has been so many injuries. It's been so much time off, so many games that he hasn't been able to be counted on. And then when he plays, he's not good.
Well, I can't say, and this is where, like, I heard You and I talked about it, then Dick and Jonathan talked about it in the afternoon. And I'll say this real quick. Baker Mayfield and Deshaun Watson have one thing in common. Two things in common. They were both quarterbacks of the Cleveland Browns, and they were both in a position where people could not correct them. Whether it be front office, whether it be ownership, whatever it might be. If I'm hearing from Jason yesterday on our show, that this is the first time Kevin Stefanski is going to be in charge, even though Mary Kay says the complete opposite at 8:20, if this is the first time Kevin Stefanski has been in charge, then what is Kevin really going to say to Baker Mayfield in that moment in 2021 until it goes all to hell? What is Kevin Stefanski going to say to Deshaun Watson in these moments in 2023 and 2024 until it goes all to hell? So that leads to the frustration where, hey, you can like a guy, you could love a guy, but if he's not playing up to his level, and you are, you're going to know that you need to make a change. There is a professionalism here and about not having to answer about whether or not your quarterback sucks. And they had to do it in 2021, and they certainly had to do it in 23 and 24.